Today's Cotton Newsline is four cuts. All cuts are Bill Norman, Vice President of Technical Services for the National Cotton Council. First cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
Cotton Leagues was launched in 2013 as a joint effort of the National Cotton Council, Cotton Council International, Cotton Australia, and Cotton Incorporated. And this program is committed to designate and demonstrate our continuous improvement in the farm production practices, environmental stewardship, and the dissemination of our best practices that we currently have within our U.S. cotton production system, as well as a very similar system in Australia.
Second cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
We've been able to demonstrate that we have significant continuous improvement in a number of environmental measurements in terms of water used, greenhouse gas emissions, energy used, soil loss, and a number of other measurements. Those improvements have been going on for the last 30 years. And we intend with current practices to continue to track that and be able to demonstrate in future years continuous improvement.
Third cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
One of the ways that we're doing that is the use of a tool that's been developed called the Field Print Calculator. And that's something that we think we will be able to roll out and our producers can use to help understand where they can better improve their on-farm practices on a field-to-field basis.
Fourth cut coming in 3, 2, 1.
I think what our consumers are expecting is when they purchase a product off the shelf, they expect their brand, their retailer, and the entire supply chain to have operated in a system that provides transparency, is responsible in the way they operate, not only environmentally, but socially and a whole host of other things. And so from a producer level, we believe here in the United States that our practices and our system of being able to track bales and the quality of our cotton with our permanent bale ID and other tools that we have provides that input to a yarn spinner who would open up our bales to understand that when he purchases cotton from the United States, they're obtaining product that does meet a level of assurance in these areas of transparency and traceability. So it's that level on a producer basis that can then flow through all the way to brands and retailers to be confident that if they specify cotton from Cotton Leagues, that they're getting a cotton that they can be assured follows those principles.